Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. And this is another edition of the Kings of Cannabis show, which means I'm joined by Walter Sullivan. Welcome, Walter.
And we have cannabis.
We do. And we're joined by some great cannabis entrepreneurs and people from throughout the industry. The next up is Chris Michaud, CEO of Be Green Supply. Welcome, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today.
Good to have you, Chris. Now, you're a business-to-business supply chain. Why don't you explain some of the stuff that Be Green provides?
Sure. Yeah, so Be Green, we have kind of three different channels to our business. The first is we provide ancillary components to the cannabis space, and some of those are stock items. About 80% of it is vape. The second channel would be custom design from scratch. So we develop from a napkin sketch all the way through to production. And then the third, we have a B2C.
For boxes and...
Yeah, for boxes or brand new delivery mechanisms. We've got a few customers that come to us with a totally new idea. Let's say that it's something as nifty as a nebulizer, which might be a bit more complicated for some. But we'll help them go through the process and build it from scratch. The third lane of our business is a B2C item. So we have something called the Hum as a brand. So there's two products there. We developed a battery system for vaping that has an optional haptic feedback. So you can tell when you're consuming and when you're not just based on, you know, your cough, but you actually feel it happening. So that's been more of a recent release at the end of 19.
Now, explain exactly what's the difference. So I understand that. So,
sure.
So you know what you're taking in versus just the cough.
Right. So there's been this common notion of dose in the cannabis industry. It's very difficult to claim anything in cannabis right now because we can't publish the appropriate studies, et cetera. But what we can do is monitor or modulate our intake. So, you know, when we were doing our research for the Hum product, one of our individuals we were studying and continually interviewing was an older woman, and she used to be a smoker. So she said, I really enjoy what cannabis is doing for me in my life, and I really don't like smelling like a joint, so I've turned to vaping. But at the same time, vaping is really tough for me as an older lady because I often drag in too much, and I cough my brains out, that's what she says. So, you know, that pretty much just brought us to the notion of, well, she needs a bit of feedback. So, you know, she was getting a bit of tingling in her throat from the feedback on the cigarette, the heat. So we said, well, let's give her another method to recognize it. And the vibration was the key for that.
So can you adjust it?
So in version one, it vibrates the entire session of your draw. So you know how long you're consuming. The next level of that is we incorporated a feature on the device where, let's say if you're a larger brand and you want to make the Hum yours, we allow companies to do custom programming for the device. So we've got a button feature on the bottom if they want to do different click patterns, or if we just want to have a static, like there's a company out there that you consume for 3 seconds and that's your moderated consumption serving size. So we can adjust it custom to that brand.
That is really cool. Now, what's the third thing you do?
So we started with vape consumables,
right.
And the other is custom design. The third is that B2C. But the biggest portion of our business is providing cartridges and pod systems and disposables for that B2B segment of the market. So
now let's talk about vaping.
Great.
It's been a big issue.
Yes.
The issue in itself is not vaping itself, mechanism,
right,
but what was put into the cartridge. Is that correct?
Sure. So we have an opinion that there's probably five different elements to the puzzle at minimum, but ones that we've been focusing on. So, yeah, the topic that you bring up is generally focused around vitamin E acetate. There is a crisis it's been called across the nation. EVALI, e-cigarette vaping product use and associated lung injury. The CDC and the FDA have come out and identified the main culprit as vitamin E acetate.
Is the heat, you know, that's because one of they talk about the heat. Right. Is from smoking versus vaping, is the heat that much of a difference as to what's going into your lungs?
The heat application is applied very differently, and depending on the device you're using, that range could be pretty vast. So vaping is pretty much put into two separate categories. One would be vaping of flower, and the other would be vaping of concentrates. And that, again, breaks down into a variety of ways. But heat applied to those two scenarios is very different.
And you provide products that deal with both?
We focus on concentrates.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So the heat application is different per type of concentrate at the same time. So when we think about heat for vape and concentrates, we've got different environments like e-cigarette versus cannabis e-cigarette. They're very different.
Well, it's interesting. I got into conversations is that because you can't smoke in public, generally.
Right.
And smoking in public is considered a combustible product.
Right.
That's a cigarette. Vaping actually isn't a combustible product.
Correct.
It's heating an element into a vape. And I tell people, that doesn't violate, other than you can't smoke cannabis in public,
sure.
That doesn't violate smoking in public because of the way it's taken in.
Right.
Would you agree?
I would agree in a way. But I mean, the majority of bars or public places that you walk into today probably have a sign that says no vaping. It's a huge sign. So depending on your environment.
Is that really, is that because of the perception or because there really is an issue it impacts people around you?
I think that it's mainly for perception, but the truth is we don't have the data to support an objective opinion either way. But it is, according to the Royal College of Physicians in the UK, in 2016, and this is still a standing paper, it has been said to say that vaping is approximately 95% safer or less harmful than combusting a cigarette.
And the issues can be the issues that have come up with vaping recently can be really defined as to what caused it versus vaping in general.
Right.
Now, how did you get into this?
I was exploring two different industries at the same time, both controversial ones at the beginning. Cryptocurrency and cannabis. So I threw a couple of events.
They both begin with C.
I know, right? I threw a couple of events, one in Boston, one in San Francisco, and decided that crypto was a little bit too hot and probably too rapid. I'm glad I chose the right path.
Now, what's your background?
It's in device design engineering.
Oh, so, perfect.
Yeah. So we were looking at devices in the cryptocurrency to make it more publicly available. And cannabis seemed to be a better fit.
And have you invented other things as well?
Yes. So cannabis is, on paper, my 13th industry.
Wow.
Prior to that.
Real entrepreneur.
Serial entrepreneur. We love those on our show.
Yeah, it's fun. Building new things is the passion. But, yeah, coming into cannabis was a natural progression. Consumer electronics, oddly fitness equipment. And med devices.
You mean you can get me to lose weight? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you laugh at that one, huh? Like, no, there's no help, Walter.
So tell us a bit more about the company, Be Green Supply, and maybe a little bit more about your specific target companies you'd like to work with, what it looks like when you're looking for somebody to partner with.
Sure. So Be Green Supply really focuses on brands that either want to make change and they're just getting going, or ones that really have a good strong foothold from a national or international presence. So intentionally, we haven't gone to any trade shows from a booth perspective because we believe in qualitative conversations, and we like to filter through the noise. So our target customers are really at the higher experience level. We want to build items to order for these customers. So that brings into a logistical piece to the answer. We make everything to order. So we don't stock anything. The only thing we stock is samples so folks can try it out before we build it for them.
I never thought about that. That actually is true. Is you go to these conferences, you see the exhibits. You know, what are you really getting out of it versus if you really want to sell and you really love your product, it's got to be more of an in-depth conversation.
Right.
And so you're looking for established brands that are looking to add a new product line to their existing brand?
Right. Or create a new brand. So, for example, most of the conversation's been around vape, but we have a few customers out west that are a bit more progressive and trying to push the limits on what the products are in the space. So they've asked us to make brand new delivery mechanisms for them that don't exist.
Interesting.
So it's, yeah, it's quite interesting.
You guys are really breaking ground in the industry then.
We like to think so.
Yeah. So yeah, like the type. So a reporter asked someone from MIT, "What can you create?"
Mm-hmm.
And guy said back to him, "What do you want me to create?" Mm-hmm. And that's really who you are. He said, "Look, this is the space we're in. I design things by nature. Tell me what you need, and I can make it work."
Pretty close.
You guys are the mad scientists of the cannabis industry, or at least the mad engineers.
Anything within reason is kind of the answer.
Great. So
that's why the cryptocurrency didn't go.
Just the world wasn't ready for it yet.
Well, I want to remind everyone, we've been speaking with Chris Michaud, CEO of Be Green Supply. Chris, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe talk about launching a product of their own or some new idea or testing out something, how could they do that?
Absolutely. Please give us a shout out at info@BeGreenSupply for general questions. If you want to reach out to me, it's Chris at, and check out our website. It's www.BeGreenSupply.com.
Great. Thanks again for coming on our show today. This has been another segment of The Kings of Cannabis with Walter Sullivan. Thank you for joining me, Walter.
Been a great time, Nathan. And Jeffrey's going to be upset how good you did.
I'm sure he will be. He'll be back with us for our next show that we'll be filming on Thursday. But want to thank everyone for listening and ask everyone to follow us on LinkedIn. We've got a very active community there. Really growing our reach on that platform. And then, of course, subscribe to us on YouTube. You'll be able to see all of our interviews as they go live there and on the Radio Entrepreneurs site. We'll be back after these messages with more interviews.